Welcome back, everybody. Today we're up to Daf Yud Dal Amud Aleph 14a. We are on the very bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We are in the middle of the discussion about when Haman is trying to go ahead and convince Achashverosh to destroy the Jewish people and all the convincing arguments that he made. So comes the Gemara and continues from the Megill. This money that you gave to me, you don't need to give me the money, because we ended last time that Haman said, I'm going to give you 10,000 silver things, whatever it is. And now Achashverosh is saying, there is no need for that. You just go do what you want with the Jewish people. Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, Mashal da Achashverosh v'Haman l'mad davar domes. So I can give you a mashal as to who Achashverosh and Haman represent. L'shnei b'nei adam l'echad haya lo tel b'soch sadeu. To two people. One of them has a mound of dirt in his field. L'echad haya lo charetz b'soch sadeu. And the other one has a big ditch in his field. Bal charetz amar, the owner of the ditch, said to himself, Mi yitin li tel ze b'dam. And man, I wish I had someone who would give me the dirt to be able to fill this ditch, and I'd even pay for that. And Baal HaTel Amar, and the owner of the mound of dirt, said to himself, Mi yitin li charetz b'zebedam, I'd pay someone to take this dirt and put it into their ditch. Liam nizdavgu ze itzel ze, and after some time, these two men meet each other. Amar lo, Baal Charetz l'Baal HaTel, mechor li tilcha, Amar lo, tol osa b'chinam v'halvai. And they say, oh, let's make a sale, let's work this out. And they say, no, just do it for free, just put all your dirt into my ditch, and we will all be happy. So similarly, Haman and Achashverosh both wanted to destroy the Jewish people. Maybe Achashverosh a little less overtly, but they both really wanted to destroy the Jewish people. So now when Haman came along and gave him an opportunity to go ahead and do so, Achashverosh jumped at it. Now the Megill continues, the king removed his ring to give Haman the official authority to go ahead and make this Xerah intact. So Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, the removal of Achashverosh's ring, giving Haman this power to go and seal this evil decree, was greater than the 48 prophets and the 7 Neviot that we had for the Jewish people. Because the goal of the Neviim and the Neviot was just to go ahead and make the people do tshuva. So they all weren't as successful as this removal of the ring, because once the ring was removed and the people saw that Haman's going to have the power to go ahead and destroy us, then they all started to do tshuva and they all started to act properly. And we see that this was more impactful than many of the Neviim and the Neviot. Tanu Rabbanan, Rabbi Sfarnas Rabbeisa, Arba im Ushmona Neviim v'Sheva Neviot v'Nistabuam L'Yisrael. There are 48 Neviim and 7 Neviot that went and did prophecy for the Jewish people. Lo Pichasu, Lo Hosiru, Alma Shekasu, V'Torah Chutmi Mikra Megillah. They didn't add or take away anything from the Torah except for Mikra Megillah. That's the only thing that they added, that you should read the Megillah every year on Purim. So my Darish, how did they come to this conclusion that we should make sure to obligate Kriyas Megillah? So I'm Rabbi Chia Bar Oven, I'm Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha, Uma Me'avdos L'Cheir Samrin An Shira. Just as when the Jews went from slavery to freedom in Mitzrayim, they sang Shira as Yashir, as the Egyptians were drowning in the sea. Mimisa L'Chaim L'Kol Shekein. So now in a situation where we would have died, and we went Mimisa L'Chaim, from death to life, are we not going to sing some sort of Shira? So of course we need to read the Megillah, which is the story of our saving. So Ihachi Hal Nami Neimah, the Gemara, if so, then we should just have Hallel. This is what Hallel is for, to celebrate these types of miracles. Answers the Gemara, going to have three answers. The answers the Gemara, Lefishi Ein Omrim Hallel Al Neisha B'chutz La'aretz. The first answer is that Hallel is not said on a miracle that happened outside of the land of Israel. And because this happened in Shushan, we cannot have Hallel on the story of the Megillah, so Purim cannot have Hallel. Ask the Gemara, Yitzias Mitzrayim D'Neisha B'chutz La'aretz Teichi Amrin An Shira. But what about Yitzias Mitzrayim? We just said that when we left Mitzrayim, we sang Shira, we had Az Yashir. So if it's really true that we can't have any Shira or any sort of Hallel outside of Eretz Yisrael, then how can we have it on Pesach? So answer the Gemara, Kiditanya. That as long as the Jewish people did not yet enter the land of Israel, then they can sing Shira and do all this type of praising of Hashem anywhere, for any place, wherever a miracle happened. However, Mishenichnasu Yisrael La'aretz, once the Jews actually officially entered the land of Israel, Lo Hukshru Kol Aretz Was Lamar Shira, then you were no longer able to do so wherever you want. And now comes the Gemara with the second reason why Hallel is not said on Purim. Rav Nachman Amar Kriyasa Zu Halela. So Rav Nachman says simply, reading the Megillah is the equivalent to Hallel, so we don't need Hallel. Comes the Gemara and offers a third answer. Rava Amar Bishlama Hasam. I understand why over there in Mitzrayim, when we left Mitzrayim, it's just some time we're able to say Hallel, because we say in Hallel, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, that we should give praise, we are servants of Hashem, which implies that at the moment of the salvation, we were servants of Hashem, Lo Avdei Paro, when we were not still Avadim of Paro, Elahacha. But here, in terms of the story of Purim, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, when we say Hallelu Avdei Hashem, that can't be, Velo Avdei Achashverosh, Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anam. We were still servants of Achashverosh. You're right. Look at how the story ended. True, we were free from the evil decree that we were going to be killed permanently, but we were still under the rule of Achashverosh, so it would be ridiculous to say a full Hallel on Hallelu Avdei Hashem, because we were not only Avodim of Hashem, but Achashverosh was still in rule. So ask the Gemara though. Bein l'Rava, bein l'Rav Nachman Kasha. We still have a question on the second and third reason. How do they get around the first reason? We gave the first answer, which was that it's outside of Eretz Yisrael. And we said the reason why this is different than Pesach is because once we've officially entered the land, now no longer can we go and have any halal for something that happened outside the land. So how do we answer this question? According to the second and third answer, how would it sounds like if not for the fact that we are already saying Mikra Megillah, and if not for the fact that we were still slaves of Achashverosh, we would have been able to say halal. What about the fact that it's outside of Eretz Yisrael? So answer the Gemara, no, Kevan Shigalu Chazru L'Achshir and Harishon. Since we already went into exile, once we went and were exiled from our land, it now goes back to that original status, like by Mitzrayim, where we can go and sing halal on any miracle which happens anywhere. So now comes the Gemara and brings up something we just mentioned before in passing, the 48 Nevi'im and the 7 Nevi'ot, and comes the Gemara and challenges this idea. So Vesu Lekha, where there are no more than 48 Nevi'im, V'aksiv Ayish Echad Min HaRamasim Tzofim, Echad Mimasayim Tzofim Shnis Nabogam L'Yisrael. The Psukim seem to indicate to us, based on Drossos and Shmuel Aleph, that there were at least 200 Nevi'im who gave Nevuah to the Jewish people. This is just in Elkanah's generation alone that there were 200 prophets. So how could it possibly be that we're only saying there are 48 prophets that existed in all generations? So in Gemara, no mihava tu vahavu. Really, you're right. There were actually a lot more than 48 Nevi'im. Kidetani harbi Nevi'im amdu lamu Yisrael kiflaim kiyotei Mitzrayim. As the Brisa teaches us that there were many prophets, many Nevi'im came up in the Jewish people, double the amount of those who left Mitzrayim, meaning there were a ton of Nevi'im. Ela nevuah shehutzrecha ledoros nechtava. Rather, what we're talking about is when we listed the 48 people, we're mentioning 48 Nevi'im who made certain decrees that lasted for generations. That's what we're referring to, that their prophecies were listened to for generations. Ela nevuah shehutzrecha ledoros nechtava, v'shelo hutzrecha lo nechtava. Only the ones that are going on from generation to generation, those are the ones that we discussed and counted. Otherwise, they are not included in this count of 48. Now continues the Gemara with this pasuk that we mentioned before when saying that there were many Nevi'im in the times of Elkanah, because the pasuk said, Vahi ish echad min haramasim tzofim, that there was a man Elkanah from Ramasim tzofim, and we learned from there that there were at least 200 prophets during his time. So now the Gemara comes with just a few other explanations as to what this pasuk is referring to. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, Adam haba mishtei ramoshet tzofo zu edzu, that we're talking about a man who came from two mounts that face each other. Ramos is referring to some high place, so it's talking about two things that face each other over the valley. This is just a description of the place where Elkanah grew up. Rabbi Chanan says what it means is Adam haba mibnei Adam shomdim rumo shalom, meaning it's talking about a person who descended from people who stand at the height of the world. Ramos is talking about the height of the world. What's this referring to? My ninhu bnei Korach. And who are these people? It's talking about the bnei Korach. Tzivu bnei Korach lamesu, the children of Korach did not die. They basically did tshuva at the end of the whole rebellion. They did not die, and this is where Elkanah is coming from. Remember, Elkanah was the father of Shmuel, the whole story with Elkanah and Chana and Penina. Fine, not for us right now, but he was a descendant of the children of Korach. Tana Mishum Rabbeinu was also taught in the name of Rebbe. Makom Nisbatzer Lahem BeGehenim V'Omdu Alav, a place that was set up high for them in Gehenim, and they stood on it. This is basically telling us about the fact that the children of Korach did tshuva at the end of their life, and they did not fully join this rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu. Fine. Now we mentioned that there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'ot. So who are these 7 Nevi'ot, and how do we know that they were Nevi'ot? So 7 Nevi'ot, Maninhu. So who were these 7 Nevi'ot? Sarah, Miriam, Devorah, Chana, Avigail, Huldah, and Esther. These are the 7. This is a good fact to know. The 7 Nevi'ot. Now we're going to go and analyze how we know that each of these were a Nevi'ah. So says the Gemara, Sarah. How do we know that Sarah was a Nevi'ah? Dixiv, Avi Milka v'Yiska. It says that the father of Milka and the father of Yiska, v'Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yiska Zusar, that Yiska is referring to Sar. V'Lama Nikar Shema Yiska. And why was she called Yiska? Shezachsa B'Ruach HaKodesh, because she saw with Ruach HaKodesh. Shenemar Kol Asher Tomar Elecha Sar Shema B'Kala, because it says all that Sar tells you, you should listen to her Davar Acher, or it could mean Yiska Shakol Sochem B'Yofia, that she was called Yiska because everyone looked at her beauty. She was very beautiful. Miriam, how do we know that Miriam was a Nevi'ah? Diksiv Atikach Miriam HaNevi'ah Achos Aaron. It says that Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron. Moshe, was she not the sister of Moshe as well? Why is it just highlighting the fact that she was the sister of Aaron? So answering Mar, Rav Nachman Amarav, Shaisa Misnaba Kishi Achos Aaron, because she had her prophecy when she was just the sister of Aaron before Moshe was born. What does this mean? Velmeres, Asida Imi Shetelud Ben Yoshia Es Yisrael, because she said, in the future, my mother's going to have a baby boy who is going to be the savior of the Jewish people. Vashash and Ola, Nismali Kol Abayis Kulo Ora. And when Moshe was born, the entire house filled with light. Amar Aviyo Nshaka Al Rosh. And her father grew up and rose up and gave her a kiss on the head and said, Amar Allah, Biti Niskaim and Nivu Aseich. Your prophecy came true. We have this special savior son. Vakevan Shishlich Ali Or. But when the officers of Paro came to throw him into the river, so then the father got up and said, Amar Aviu Tvach Al Rosha, hit her on the head. Amar La Biti Hecha Nevuah Seich. What happened to your Nevuah? Hainu Dixiv, and this is what it says. Vatisatzei Vachu Somi Rachok Odeh. And this is what it means when it says that Miriam was kind of watching from a distance what was happening in this Teva. Adas Ma Yehi Besof Nevuah Sa, to know how her prophecy would end, because she was invested in this, because this was all based on her prophecy. Good. Now, Devorah. How do we know that Devorah was a Neviah? Devorah Isha Neviah, Eshes Lapidos. That Devorah was a Neviah, Eshes Lapidos, the wife of Lapidos. My Eshes Lapidos. What does this mean, the wife of Lapidos? Shaisa Oseh Psios Lamekdos. Because she used to make the wicks for the Mishkan in Shiloh, so that's why she's known as Eshes Lapidos. Comes and continues on this topic of Devorah. V'hi Yosheves Tachas Tomer. And she sat under a palm tree. That's where she used to judge all the people. Maishna Tachas Tomer. Why did she choose to judge the Jewish people under a palm tree rather than a different type of tree? Amrit Mishum Menav Shalom Mishum Yichud. Because she was very careful not to violate the issues of Yichud, so she chose a palm tree whose branches are very high so that everyone would be able to see, and there would be no chashash of Yichud. Or it could be, Ma Tamar Ze In Lo Ela Lev Echad. When it comes to a palm tree, it has only one heart. Af Yisrael Shabo Suador Lo Haisa Lahem Ela Lev Echad La Vien Shabbat Shemayim. So too, the Jewish people at that time, Devorah had it that everyone only was focusing on Hashem. They all had one heart towards Hashem, and that was it. Now, how do we know about Chana? Chana, how do we know that she was a Neviah? Dixiv, Vatispelel Chana, Vatomar Alatz Libi Bashem, Rama Karni Bashem. So the Pasuk talks about the prayer that Chana had when she was davening for a child. Rama Karni Velo Rama Pachi. So Chana said that my horn is exalted and not my flesh. She said Karni as opposed to Pachi. So what she was coming in saying Benevua is that the people who are given the kingship through a keren, through a horn, are going to last, and the ones who are done through a flask are not going to last. David Shlomo Shnim Shalom Bekeren. So David and Shlomo, who were installed as king using this keren, the horn of oil, so Nim Shalom Lachtan. So their reign was prolonged and it lasted long. Shaul v'Yehu Shnim Shalom Bepach. But Shaul and Yehu, who were made king through this flask of oil, Lo Nim Shalom Achusan, their reign was not prolonged. So we see that Chana was giving this nevuah, and this is how we know that she's a neviah. Now the Gemara continues on this prayer of Chana. In kadosh kashem kiim biltecha. So Chana said, there is none holy like Hashem because there's no one besides you. Amrav Yuda bar Menashe, al tikrei biltecha levalo secha. Don't read this word of biltecha, meaning no one besides you, rather levalo secha, which means to survive you. What does this mean? Shalok midas hakadosh baruch hu midas basar v'dam. Because Hashem is very different than man. Midas basar v'dam maaseh yadav mevalano. So when it comes to humans, so the things that we build, you build a chair, it's going to be there long after you are alive. But Hashem outlives the work of his hand, so we see that Hashem is totally different. And we said there's no rock like Hashem, like our God. What this means is there's no artist like Hashem. What does this mean? So a person could be the best artist in the world, and they draw this picture on a wall, but it's not going to have breath and soul and intestines and stuff along those lines. Hashem is able to make a form within another form. He can create a child inside the mother. And can give it breath, soul, heart, and all the intestines. Hashem is unbelievable. So we'll stop over here. We'll continue tomorrow going through the Neviot and how we know they are. This is Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.